Happy 420, everybody. No, I'm not stoned yet. I might in a little bit, but not now. I'm just finishing the edit up on the show here. I'm really sorry I've not gotten this up earlier. I've just been really, really lazy. I've not had a lot of time off to do anything, like play video games and stuff like that. I've just been utilizing my time to recharge my batteries, because tomorrow it's back to work for 4 days straight, and then I'm off Monday, and then I'm working 9 nights. So, I do ask for your forgiveness on that, because I don't have a lot of free time lately, as it is. So, even though it's a short show, and I could have probably done this within an hour of complete dedicated time, but didn't. What did I want to say? So yeah, it's 4:20, and while I'm sober, I just want to talk a little bit about the legislation that's in Ontario of getting marijuana legalized, because a Ontario Supreme Court judge ruled that the current medical marijuana laws are unconstitutional. That it's basically impossible for patients to get medicine, which is fucking true. It's impossible to get a license, is the other thing. I mean, there's people out there with, not people like me who have minor, you know, inconveniences that they can use marijuana for to, you know, cure the ailments. No, there's people out there with some serious shit, like with MS, you know, multiple cirrhosis and, what is the other one called? That's... MS is one of the biggest ones that marijuana is good for. I mean, anybody who has multiple cirrhosis should be utilizing marijuana to help their ailments. It works very well. It makes your quality of living go up by 100%. And the difference is between day and night. And but the thing is, though, is our country of Canada, who is supposedly always likes to think themselves as being better than the United States of America and the rest of the world, while riding America's coattails, I'll fully fucking admit that, seems to have a problem with people wanting to choose alternative medicine. And people always say how the United States is corrupt, corporations run it and shit. Well, you got places like California and Colorado where the people stood up and voted medical marijuana into the state laws. And it's been freely available there since. Now, in Canada, I mean, if you want to get a license for basically having medical marijuana, the problem is here is the Canadian doctors have boycotted the medical marijuana system. Why have they boycotted it? Well, because they're in cahoots with the pharmaceutical companies. Now, why would pharmaceutical companies give a shit? They know marijuana is the most therapeutic medicine out there. It would do everything that they could imagine for it to do it naturally without side effects. Now, why don't they harvest this? They can't, because marijuana is a plant, and you cannot patent a plant. Now, they have Marinol, which is an artificial THC, which is fine and dandy, but it doesn't do the same work that the plant itself does. The only difference is that one can be patented, but it doesn't work as well. And on top of that, you could overdose on Marinol and die. Whereas marijuana, if you overdose on marijuana, the room spins and you fall asleep. That's the worst that'll happen. Anyhow, so back with what's going on in Ontario. This was like a week or two ago, where I got the tweet that said that the Ontario court judge has basically ruled it unconstitutional. And it is unconstitutional, because why is there a medical marijuana system in place in Canada, but patients can't have access to it because all the doctors boycotted it? You know what I mean? So the doctors won't sign the forms. They won't sign the application. They won't put their name on it, because they want to shove all sorts of different kinds of pills down your throat, make their money on them before they say, okay, fine, now you can use pot after spending about $5,000. And mind you, a lot of these people are not insured. I mean, I know up here in Canada they say, like, healthcare is free and all that shit. Let me just clarify something about that here. Canada does have free healthcare, but you still gotta pay for your own drugs, okay? Like, I can't go to a pharmacy and just ask for insulin and good old Johnny Canuck Prime Minister Stephen Harper's paying for it. The good old Canadian taxpayer is paying for it. That's not true. That is not true. You still have to pay for your own goddamn medication up here. And that can sometimes run up to a, what is it, a premium almost when you take it. But I'm fortunate enough to have medical benefits with my work, so it doesn't really matter. The only thing you can do here is see a doctor whenever you want and whoever you want. Whereas in the United States, I mean, you got to pay for that shit yourself unless you got medical benefits. So, but yeah, we still got to pay for our own drugs. So not only do these people have to go through a vigorous amount of work to get their pills, and they have to work, I don't, God knows how many jobs, and they can't afford it. They cannot afford the pills on top of all that. Now, what if they grew their own medicine? That is something that the pharmaceutical companies don't want. They don't want you to help yourself. Helping yourself, how dare you help yourself? That's communist, apparently. Helping yourself is communist. And then helping each other by giving each other medicine is communist because you're sharing. I don't think that's fucking communist. I think that's called being human. Also, if you're a Bible thumper like most people are, it says that if you have one of something, you're supposed to give the other away. And you're supposed to love thy neighbor. So I don't see where all this communism shit is coming from. I've read articles and comments on YouTube from saying, you guys are communists, you guys are communists. Fuck you. If this is communism, then I like it. I really like it. Anyhow, I'm getting off topic here. So patients here don't have access to safe medicine. There's none. I mean, the dispensary we had here in Toronto last year got raided. I mean, Stephen Harper basically wants to turn Canada into America. They want to build a private prison complex that they have in the United States. They want to build it up here. Fuck, they're building one near my house. Like, I would say, since most of my listeners are American, I'll go in miles. I would say, like, maybe less than 5 miles away from here, I would say they're building a prison. It used to be a youth jail, basically. And now they're fucking turning it into a maximum security prison. Wow. Wow. And they're erecting this building in less than 6 months. They've erected this behemoth. You know, with 3 search towers on the field. It's like, what? You know, there's like people's houses like, you know, 500 meters away, like half a mile away. There's residential neighborhoods. You know what I mean? And they're building a fucking prison. I mean, at least in the United States, you know, those federal prisons, you know, they're built in the middle of nowhere of, but fuck nowhere, Illinois or, you know, in the desert or some shit, you know what I mean? They at least build them far away from the public. Yeah, whatever, man. And anyway, so you can't get safe access to medicine because doctors refuse to, they just simply refuse to sign the forms because they've boycotted it. The Canadian government says there's not enough research. There is tons of research. My bookshelf, and I'm pointing at it, which you can't see, is full of books talking about the benefits of marijuana. I've read 3 books on it. And one that was really good about the economics of marijuana, which was fucking amazing. That book really blew my mind. And the thing is the Canadian government doesn't want to bend. So what happened is in Ontario, judge ruled that it's unconstitutional, and the federal and the government has 90 days to appeal. And if they don't appeal successfully in those 90 days, pot becomes legal in Ontario. That's right, pot becomes legal in Ontario. Now, of course, you probably think that I'm rejoicing in everything and waving a victory flag in the air, but I'm not. Do you know why? Because the pharmaceutical companies run this country. The pharmaceutical, oil, and what was the other one? And another faction, I forgot the third one. Anyways, one is representing fossil fuels, the other one is doing pharmaceuticals, and the other one is retail. Those are the only people who run this country. That is it. They are the only people who run this country. That's all they care about. You got other lobby groups that are the environmentalists, and then you got the medical marijuana lobbyists, which is a very small and underfunded group. which of course isn't going to go anywhere because nobody wants to touch marijuana. No politician in this country wants to touch pot as a subject matter. I don't know how much money pharmaceutical companies are giving these people to shut the fuck up about that, because they must be. They must be spending billions just to shut and quiet politicians up. You know what I mean? Like, over half this country is in favor of legalizing pot. Much like in the United States, it's the exact same poll. Most people don't care, okay? Most people don't care. But I am not confident that this will happen. I am not confident that the government will legalize marijuana in this province, because it's just not going to fucking happen. It's just not going to happen. And why is it not going to happen? Why am I being so negative? Because these people have made marijuana illegal for the past 80 years. You know, well, I would say almost 80 years. I'm not sure when official prohibition came into play in Canada, but I know in the United States it's getting close to 80 years. 80 fucking years. And for what? You know, why has it been legalized for that long? You know, you can thank Jerry Anslinger for that, proud American. But anyways, I'm not hopeful that that law will pass. The federal government will appeal, and they'll win, because it's their court system. It's their court system, and it's their play, and it's what they do. It's just what they do, and it upsets me that it's like that. But it's realistic. I'm thinking realistic here. I'm not. People always call me a pessimist. I'm not a pessimist. I'm a realist. I'm looking at things realistically. Things are not going to change in this country unless people start going downtown and with pitchforks and basically burn down, you know, the government buildings saying we mean business. I mean, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Anyways, and it upsets me when I talk about it, because it's true. Nothing's going to happen about it. The marijuana scene will remain underground. I wouldn't have a problem with it remaining underground if they'd stop busting people for it. You know what I mean? If they'd stop busting people for pot, I would be happy with that alone. Saying, listen, it'll be like it is in Amsterdam. Listen, it's not legal, but it is legal. Let's do business. You're restricted. You pay us taxes, but you guys can do your shit, and we won't harass you. You know, it'll be like one of those agreements, and that's fine. I have no issue with that. I'm just sick and tired. And why are you pissed if this underground system works? Well, I am, because I'm sick and tired of being a criminal. You know, when I go, you know, to the butt-fuck nowhere of this town and I have to buy weed, I feel like a fucking criminal, and I hate doing it. I hate doing it. I have to be paranoid. I have to be sure that there isn't cops watching the place. You know, all sorts of shit. And I don't know why I need to have this amount of paranoia when it's just a fucking plant, you know? I just don't understand. I mean, they say, well, marijuana is a big deal for cops because, of course, it's easy to bust potheads. Come on. A pothead is not going to resist arrest. You know why? Because reason kicks in their head, saying, hey, man, don't run. There's no point, guy. Don't even bother. But the thing is, though, most people don't get that. They don't understand that marijuana users are an easy target for them to put people into prison. Because they're not going to resist. Their spirit's easily broken. You know, I mean, for God's sakes, Stephen Harper sent Mark Emery down to rot in a United States prison. Why would you hand over someone who has not even stepped foot in the country and he's being charged with a crime in that country? Why? Because U.S. Customs couldn't do their fucking job and intercept the seeds at the border like they're supposed to? Seriously, you should be putting the fucking customs agents at the various borders into prison because they didn't do their fucking job. But no, we can't do that. We have to cuddle and spare those people for not doing their job. That is the biggest amount of rubbish I've ever heard. Anyways, I'm getting pissed here, so I think I will have a hit. Because I just don't like being angry. But it's just every time I think about the subject matter, I get so mad. I get really, really mad. Because it shouldn't be like that. It is senseless for it to be like that. You know what I mean? But yet it continues. The madness continues. And that's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. Anyhow, I'm just going to open the window here since it's not as windy as last. Last night we had an electrical storm, man. And that is something I haven't seen here in a long time. As heavy as it was, I've not seen that in a long time to be that powerful. I will say this about the mystery weed. It does taste nice. I also see the screen here has totally failed. There we go, that's it. There was only like half a hit left in there. But yeah, I mean, you can look at it any way you want. But prisons being built for this and all that other shit, it's not gonna go away. It's just not gonna go away. I wish it would. I wish these fucking people would leave me alone, would leave people like myself alone, and just let us get high. You can go drink your alcohol, which is far worse than any cannabis plant, or even more dangerous than any cocaine or crack, which is, I still can't believe, has been officially tested and proven that is it's a more dangerous drug than those. I almost find that unbelievable, personally, because that's just crazy. I find the idea to be simply nuts. It's just simply nuts. Anyhow, I'm gonna get to finishing the edit here, and then I'm gonna see what I'm gonna do with the rest of my afternoon. I was gonna go downtown and join the 420 rally, but the thing is, though, it's storming and raining outside, and I'm sorry, but it's no fun to do that stuff while you're doing that. So anyhow, I will say goodbye to you. I'll probably do another one around 420, and we'll see you then. So until next time, toodles.